It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Now, just get some sleep or you're still up from the Tates?
I'm not that rock and roll anymore. Like, I say anymore, but I probably never was that rock and roll. But I enjoyed the parts that I was there for.
I thought your introduction and your presentation for our very own Bernie Griffin for the Independent Spirit Award was really beautiful.
Thank you. It was a real honour to be able to present, actually, and I was so pleased to see Alien Weapon again.
You're kind of fangirled Alien Weapon where we were there.
I did fangirl Alien Weapon, and they're amazing. They're incredible. They're so great live. So yeah.
You're kind of fangirling them still now.
Just teasing. Now. You probably have other things you want to talk about.
I do. I want to talk about a whole bunch of others. Firstly, because it's the first time you and I have spoken. Well, first time you've been back on BFM, I think, since the totally unexpected, totally out of nowhere, and oh my goodness gracious me, upheaval and the terrible tragedy that was the Christchurch shooting. I just want to say, personally, from a personal viewpoint, how very inspirational your leadership was, Prime Minister. And I don't know if anyone said that to you personally, just as, you know, just person to person. Thank you very much for representing a specific and maybe unknown part of New Zealand. And New Zealanders during that whole affair and the ongoing, I guess, affair as well, to the rest of the world, because that's your job as the Prime Minister, to represent us, and you represented a really beautiful part of us. Thank you so much for doing that.
You're absolutely right. Last thing you said is I think the way that I would capture that period of time is that my job. Really is to just convey what New Zealanders would want conveyed, and so that's what I did. You know, I feel like all I was doing was amplifying the New Zealand response, and actually see this a couple of times. People like people like Imran Khan, you know, when he called to pass on his condolences, it was the response he'd seen of the New Zealand public that he reflected on, that he'd seen the images that in Pakistan there had been huge coverage of New Zealanders' outpouring of grief, and that had really moved Muslim countries in particular. So I really appreciate that, but I still think that that's ultimately all I was reflecting was us.
Yeah. The best
parts of us, because there are
The way that New Zealand and New Zealanders dealt with it was very, very, very different to it's been dealt with in other parts of the world in similar situations and on so many different occasions in recent years. Do you think that we've shone the spotlight on, I guess, a new way of approaching these situations?
I'd like to think so, and yet ultimately I think probably, you know, then the person who, you know, gathered up a bunch of flowers and went down to their local mosque, and they were in their thousands, I don't think thought twice about that. I just don't think they thought about what felt right to them, and that's, I guess, the difference. There wasn't any analysis over it, and I've had that question asked a few times. People just instinctively did what felt right to them, and
people all over New Zealand and so many different, from so many different parts and parts of the community, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, that's not to say that there aren't elements of New Zealand who wouldn't have taken that view, who wouldn't necessarily share those values. But and that's our long-term challenge.
That was going to be my next question. What is the for the amazing things that have happened and the amazing sense of unity and, I guess, understanding and empathy that, you know, empathy is such a rare thing, I think, in the modern world. We talk about it a lot. You don't see a lot of genuine empathy. And I think there's been so much of it around. Where to from here? And what's the? It's kind of untested territory, isn't it, for the government, for the well-being government, the government of relentless positivity, the government who have tried to spread a bit of love in a situation like this.
Yes.
Where do you take your lead from?
Yeah. Well, there's three areas of work, really. One is that the really obvious stuff, like the gun legislation, that's not done. We've done one tranche. There's more to do. So that's one area. The second really is that this was of course, something a terrorist act of this kind was not something New Zealand had experienced before, but actually globally the use of social media in this act was unique as well. So I've seen some of the analysis now, and it was unprecedented. And so that gives us, I think, a bit of a responsibility when it comes to the use of online platforms for spreading violent extremism.
When you say we, do you mean the government, or New Zealanders?
Yeah, well, the government.
Or as in just people on earth?
No, I mean New Zealand and the government on behalf of New Zealand. I think there is a bit of an expectation that we, you know, push up against what made it possible to really spread that violent extremism. And that's not a free speech argument, because I actually don't think anyone would argue that, you know, social media platforms should be a place for spreading violent extremist rhetoric. And so there's work to do there, and we're beavering away on that. It needs to be an international response, but we're trying to play our part in getting rallying that together. And then the third area is just what we do to make sure that sentiment that was captured on the 15th of March, that we don't lose that we strengthen it. And you're right, it stems right through to everything from, you know, what do you do to make sure that you've got an empathetic society, that you really foster diversity and inclusion? Now, that's hard stuff. So that is a bit uncharted, and I'm doing a bit of reading and a bit of thinking about that area.
Hey, so let's talk about the wellbeing budget, which is signed off. What does it mean? It's signed off, but no details. What is it? Can you just give us the details?
Just means once you've made your spending decisions, then Treasury needs to do finalise its forecasting, and that you need to just get everything prepared and ready for announcement. So it means that the decisions have been made, but it's not ready to go.
You know, but you won't tell us.
Pretty much.
Okay. But we can expect some sort of announcement about the capital gains tax. Well, it's freaking everybody out.
Yes, we said April. And that's obviously not a lot of time left. There's not a lot of April left, actually.
No, you're right. Yes. But what else, apart from the capital gain tax, what else is going to, or should we be looking at? What are going to be the big things, the three big things in the well-being budget, the world's first well-being budget?
There's actually five, but I'll give you a couple of headline areas. Mental health really is significant for us. We have also talked about transitioning our economy in the low emissions world. And child poverty and domestic violence. What we've done is we used an evidence base and our science advisors, for instance, to help us pick out the five priority areas, the long-term challenges New Zealand faces, and then prioritise those in the budget. So we've already put those priorities out, and those are three of them.
Right, okay, and so we can expect an April, just April.
It's all the hard stuff. So that'll be end of May. That's when the budget comes out. But this month is when we said separate to the budget, we're dealing with the tax working group.
All right, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, thank you so much for talking to us on BFM this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Have a wonderful Easter, everyone.
And then thanks for giving Bernie a prize last night.
Yes, thanks. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.